We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Hurricanes co-defensive coordinator, safeties coach Ephraim Bonda going to join us right now. Coach, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, man. Welcome to the new Miami. How are you guys?
I like that, Coach. Very nice.
I feel like I'm on social media right there, yeah. Coach. That was a very strong way to start it right there, man.
Hey, you got to start your mornings with some juice, man. So we're about to walk in this building and bring it.
Oh, listen, man. I've already had an hour of my opinions on Canes football, so I'm ready to go. By the way, Coach, you know what the big question is, right? I know it has nothing to do with your side of the ball, but for Manny Diaz, get ready every day, all day, every day, today, and through the whole summer. Who's the starting quarterback, Coach? Who looked good today? Who's running with the ones, right? Isn't it always start with the quarterback?
Well, you hit it on the head when you said, you know, when you talked about Miami and the love for this program in this city, in this community, in this area. And it's always going to be a question. It is what it is. It is the most important position in college football. It's the most important position in an optimist field down the street. It's the most important position in a position in an NFL team. So we get it. We understand that. It's part of the process. But at the same time, right now, what Coach Diaz has told everyone and made sure everyone understands is that this entire program is about competition, and it's about everyone right. taking reps right now. So, and that's what makes this place great. It's what made this place great, and that's what we're going to do over the spring. And everyone has to understand that. Everyone has to, you know, really get what we're saying and allow the team and allow the players to make those decisions.
That was a good answer, but who's the starting quarterback? No, I'm just joking, Coach. I'm just joking.
Sounds great. Who do you like, Coach? Who do you like?
Sounds great. We'll wait till after the interview, yeah. So, Coach, let's start with your specific position, the safeties. Obviously, a couple guys going to be hopefully drafted, but how's the depth at your position look going into camp, going in your eyes right now, how is your position looking?
You know, this reminds me of the first year when we got here, I had really unproven guys. I had Jamal Carter and Rayshon Jenkins. They hadn't really started games. They were guys that had been in the program. And we didn't know who was going to be the guy. But those two guys really rose to the occasion and took the reins and became starters, you know, our first year here. Then 2 years later, those guys graduate. And then Jaquan Johnson and Sheldon Redwine were in the same situation. They were guys who came off the bench. They were role guys. And they had to come out and prove themselves. And they did that. And we're arguably the two best or the best safety combo in the country. The last year, and we're at that same spot again. So this is kind of the third time for me to do this in our room, and I've told our room this. It is a 100% open competition between every man in that room and the men that are coming. So I love the depth. I love where we are in terms of recruiting. I love the players that, you know, we recruited and now are freshmen, sophomores, and some are juniors. I'm excited, as excited as I've ever been in coaching in terms of just really wondering and wanting to see who comes in, you know, in terms of the practice field and the meeting room and the football field and takes the reins the way that Jamal Carter, Rayshon Jenkins, Jaquan Johnson, and Sheldrick Redwine have done. So I'm really excited. It's going to be an open competition. I've told the boys that, and it's their job to win it. I don't play. They make the decision. So whoever does, I promise you, like I've said before, will be the toughest one and the most physical one in terms of urgency.
Coach, you got to help me out. Striker position. We hear that. What exactly? Give me the striker position. Combination of safety, linebacker, got to have some corner in them. Talk about that position. A lot of teams, we don't hear striker position.
It's a great question. So, one, Coach Packy is our striker coach and has done an amazing job with that group. The modern-day offense has really pressed you to be able to match them in terms of personnel. Okay. There is no more you can just play a 4-3 and just keep a Sam linebacker out there. You have to be able to rotate guys in. You have to be able to play multiple guys. So what we've decided to try to do is find a guy that can do more than just play in the box or play, you know, on a slot press man. We're trying to find the hybrid combination guy. And you can't always have that. You know, when you line up against a team that's going to, you know, be 12 personnel and try to pound it, you got to have Zach McLeod in there. If you're going to line up against a team that's all 10 personnel, then you got to put, you know, a nickel type safety guy out there. But if you can find it, but most teams are 11 personnel. What that means is they're usually playing with, you know, one tight end, three receivers, and a back. So therefore, if you can keep a striker type body, a safety who can play press man but also get into the box and play run fits as good as a Sam linebacker type person, now you're not having to be so in and out of personnel. So what the striker position is essentially a combination of all those guys and trying to find those type of guys. Now, mind you,
that's a damn special guy, Coach.
Yeah, wow.
Jeez.
It is. It's hard. It's hard, but that's what's happened on offense, right? That's what they're doing. They're trying to find that special tight end, you know, David Njoku,
right,
you know, guy who can play with his hand in line. Oh, he can flex out and create problems. Well, defensively, Coach Diaz and all of us, in terms of our philosophy, say, okay, we're not going to just sit back and be a passive defense. We're going to match you with our aggressiveness the same way that offense does. And that's what our mentality is with our striker.
Coach, I just want to tell you, for the last hour, we've been talking about positions on the team, guys, you know, that are possibly going to be drafted and positions of need for you to step up. And one of them, Joe's been hitting on like crazy, is the loss of Gerald Willis in that defensive tackle position and what that, how important that was to this team last year and how great he really was on that defense last year. Depth at defensive tackle, guys to step up. I mean, outside of naming specific people, how do you feel about that position also?
You know, Jared Willis was absolutely, he's right. Jared Willis was absolutely phenomenal for us. I mean, we broke Miami's all-time tackle for loss record, and that's hard to do at a place like this. And, you know, for him to have the year that he had, for him to buy in the way he did, you know, we're really proud of him. And he will be missed, no question. But like we tell our guys, I mean, this is you guys said it earlier, this is an opportunity for some of these young guys that we've recruited over the years to step up. Everything at the end of the day, as you know, in this 4-3 scheme, is about those interior tackles. Nothing works unless those two guys are dominant, and those two guys are big-time guys. The secondary will suck. The linebackers won't be good. Our ends won't be good if our two D tackles aren't, you know, really good for us. And that's how this thing works. So we, over the last 3 years, feel like we've done a good job of developing and recruiting. And again, like the safety room is, here's another opportunity for some young guys to really grab the reins. They've been in the program for a couple of years. They understand the calls. The first time isn't the first time for them in terms of hearing a call. Now it's about them going and performing on the stage at the moment, you know, and having what Coach calls competitive excellence. And again, this spring's going to be really exciting to see who can do that. But just to answer your question, really excited about who's there. Now it's about who's going to be there at the end and then going into training camp.
All right, Coach, we like to have a little fun. We all have our favorites. Every media guy has their favorites, no matter what they say. If they don't admit the human side of this, they're lying, because no, I'm guilty for college and pro, right? I got one, man. I'm calling my big jumper this year. You're going to take the big jump in year two. Mr. Russo had an unbelievable spring last year. I mean, every time we turned around, he was two or three sacks. Looks like he got a lot bigger. Is he in the plans? And he's such a freakish athlete. Talk about him, Coach, a little bit.
Well, the first thing you got to know about Greg Russo is coming out of this training camp or this spring winter workout, he's what we call a champion. And a champion is someone who did everything right in the classroom. He did everything right in the mat drills. He did everything right in the training room. He didn't miss a class. He was never late. He excelled.
Wow.
He trained.
He's a real big jumper.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah. And there, we only had 20 of those on our team. Now, that number's got to increase over time, but that's fine and that's okay. But he was one of those guys. So we're excited to see him attack his next year, you know, in this winter workout. So if there's any relation, which there is a relation between how they works out in the winter to how he's going to play in the spring, we expect big things from Greg. So no question, he's in the mix. Obviously, you know, Jonathan Garvin coming back for his junior year, and you know, all our young guys. Scott Patchen had a great offseason. Jafari Harvey was awesome. You know, there's Patrick Joyner got better. All our kids have really improved in that area. That's, at the end of the day, if you're at Miami, your DNs, when they walk on the field, they're going to be really pretty, and most teams are going to wish they just had one of them. We're blessed to have as many as we do.
Coach, I can just imagine that there are a couple of cold beers and a couple of nice cigars being passed around when you found out all three of your linebackers are coming back for their senior year, and you don't have to worry about the position at all.
Hopefully that's all it was, Zach.
No, that's I'm being nice there. A couple of beers, a couple of cigars when the coaching staff on the defensive side got to sit around and go, okay, our three studs are coming back in the middle. Those are our guys. Those are our kind of captains of the defense. That must have been a nice night. And were you just surprised when that happened?
You know what? Living in Miami, I've definitely really became a cigar aficionado now. So I enjoy a nice one. So it's part of the community and the threat of this place, and I enjoy it. So, yes, I did have a nice one. I've been saving it for a while. But, yes, we were excited for sure. The biggest thing, I think that's something that we did early in this process in terms of educating our players on the importance of coming back for your senior year. Coach Diaz did a marvelous job of educating our entire defense in terms of the money that you make, you know, versus coming basically from your junior year if you were to leave, or coming back your senior year. The importance of getting your degree, the importance of addressing your issues that NFL scouts and people are saying that you have your junior year, and fixing those in the offseason, coming back and into your senior year and improving those, and how much that improves your stock, and at the end of the day improves, you know, your bank account, which obviously Jaquan Johnson, Sheldrick Redwine, Mike Jackson, all those guys did. But it started with the education of how important it is. It started with all those things that really, to be honest with you, started in the spring of last year, and what led into the training camp. And then when we got to the end of the year, those young men had already been told and given all the knowledge they need to make a good decision versus making a poor decision, and they chose to make the right decision, which we're very, very proud of them, and we're very excited to have them back. They're excited to be a part of this program, and they know it's theirs now. You know, it's truly theirs. When you're a junior, it's not really – I mean, it's yours, but when you're a senior – It all is on your shoulders, and yeah, you feel it, and you know it, and they've embraced it, and that's what's great about having them back.
Coach, I want to ask you, Manny Diaz is so damn good on the social media stuff. We crack up all the time with he claims he's not getting help. He's doing all this on his own. So is there any kind of competition with all you guys to kind of keep up with some of the creative stuff that apparently these high school kids really like?
You know, there's always competition in our building, let me tell you, from the head coach down to our newest GA. It is as much as our players compete, we compete in that building. But right now he's wearing a crown, no question. He's really good at it. But you know what? I think it's his ability to keep his finger on the pulse of just our society, our kids, the generational shifts that happen naturally within, you know, human nature. He has a really keen eye for it. He's up with it. He stays with it. He's got three young boys that keep him, you know, involved in it as well. Not only the boys that we have in our locker room, but he's raising three really good young kids. So I think that helps him for sure. But no, he's definitely wearing the crown. Every morning I wake up, I'm like, dang it, I got to do something better than this.
So,
but that's how you make each other better, even when it comes to something as small as, you know, the social media aspect, and it makes the entire coaching staff better.
Coach, quickly before we let you run, how nice is it going to be seeing possibly five of your guys being drafted coming up in the next couple weeks here in the NFL draft?
You know, I love it. I'm going to just go ahead and put this out there. A lot of schools will try to, you know, when we first got here, say we couldn't develop, and I call BS on that. You know, look at the development of all these players over the last few years. You can't deny it. People try to act like we, you know, people always, the things they knocked us on, they can't anymore. They say we had bad facilities. We'll come look at the Carroll Sofer Indoor. People say we had bad, bad dorms. We'll come look at these brand new dorms that are on the water. beautiful. People say we couldn't develop. Well, I call BS. Look at all these young men that you know, all of us have helped grow into these really good players. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited for these kids. I'm excited for them to take this next step. I know them. I've been around them. We've all been around them for, 2 to 3 years. And, you know, they've really done everything we've asked them to do. They have set the cornerstones of this program. They've laid the concrete. It's hot. It's hard ground. It's solid ground. And I can't wait for them to see where they end up. I tell them all the time, it's not where you start. It's where you finish.
Yeah.
Not where you get it in this NFL, because they all think, oh, it's all about where I get drafted. No, it's how you leave the league, that's important. And don't worry about where you start, because I can tell you countless stories of guys who were just invitation, walk-on type, training camp guys, and now are all pros.
Coach,
so it's all about that, and they know it.
Well, I tell you, it's amazing. You got five guys, and we laugh about this, and if those linebackers, they came back, they're all going to get drafted. Those guys, there's a shortage of good linebackers in the league. It could have been seven or eight on how good that group of guys is, and it's fun. By the way they tested at the combine had to make it feel good. A couple of those guys ran in the 4.4s, which I didn't know Redmine was that fast. I had to watch thing like four times, Coach, just to see what a 4.4 looks like. So it was great stuff. Always great having you, man. Really appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
I love being here, guys. I appreciate everything you do for this community. Keep up the great work, and I can't wait to see you guys on the field here soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Appreciate that, Coach.
We'll see if Coach feels like that after, we say something about, the defense wasn't aggressive enough.
I think he'll be okay at that point.
Yeah. We're in the start, though. It's good. Everything in the start. Like my marriages, when they first start, they're all really good. Mm. No, my wife and I are doing great. I don't know why I say that.
Yeah, you always try to get yourself in trouble.
Why do you say that?
You're a troublemaker. That's
why. Gosh. We're doing good. Damn.
You all right?
I said that. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.